This is Elaine Gunn, and I'm at the home of Mrs. Edith Reed in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, on West Street. Today's date is February 24th, 1998, and Mrs. Reed has kindly consented to be a part of our oral history project for the Invisible Community project that we were working on. Thank you, Edith, for allowing me to interview you this afternoon. And I'm going to start with asking you your full name.
Edith Hope Herseth Reed.
And would you tell me where you were born, Edith?
Here in Pittsfield.
And your parents' names?
My father is John Herseth, and my mother was Estella Grant Herseth, and she was born in Lenox, Mass.
And where was your father born?
Here in Pittsfield.
So you've been a resident, then, of Pittsfield all of your life?
Yes.
Have you been married?
Yes.
Are you now a
widow?
You are a widow. And how many children do you have?
One.
And his name is?
Guy Allen.
Guy?
Guy Allen Reed.
Guy Allen Reed. Okay. And he lives here in Pittsfield with you? Or?
Yeah.
Is he married?
No.
What is your church affiliation? Do you have a church affiliation?
We belong to one of the chapters. I belong to the Women's League.
You belong to the Women's League. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you also a member of the First Baptist Church?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about your church activities?
Well, back here in December, they had a gospel group, and it was very good. And, well, the Women's League meets just about every month.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're meeting the 5th of March, and we're inviting the women from the Berkshire Place, which is across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a dinner for them like that.
Now, your family has always been members of the First Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about your church activities when you were growing up, for instance?
My father was janitor then.
At the Baptist
at
Church?
At the Baptist Church,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what did your children do as far as the, remember the fun things that churches do for children?
Church picnics.
Mm-hmm.
Went to those all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You and your brothers and sisters? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I had four brothers and four sisters.
And they all lived or still live in Pittsfield?
Well, we're all in the Williamstown. Mm-hmm. The rest of them live in Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm. How many survive now?
Three.
Yeah. Three girls? Three girls.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you live in this community?
Yeah.
What other organizations did you belong to growing up or belong to now? Remember?
American Legion Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a member for 52 years. And I've been a member of the Eastern Stars since 1970.
You know, would you tell me a little bit about the American Legion and your family? There is a connection there, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers belong. And of course, my uncles belong. In fact, they called him Uncle Charlie, Mr. Legionnaire.
Okay. Is he the one who had the American Legion named for him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did that happen? Do you remember when that happened?
Mm-hmm. Back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
About 82, 83, I think.
Now, there must have been a special celebration.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Had a big celebration. Had a dinner that night.
Now, he was in, which war was he in?
He was in World War One.
World War One. Okay, that was quite a long time ago.
Wow.
Now, he had a family also?
No. Mm-hmm. He never married.
Mm-hmm. So he was involved with the American Legion all
the time. Oh, yeah, that was his right.
Yeah, okay. What was his title?
Oh, he was commander.
Mm-hmm.
He was Sergeant at Arms for 60-some years.
A long time. Did you ever work, Edith?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of jobs did you...
I do domestic work.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I worked for the Davis family, mm-hmm. Church of Davis family, mm-hmm. and I also worked for the Dan and Lincoln family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you're retired now?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your school, growing up and going to school here in Pittsfield.
I just went to my 50th class reunion in Pittsfield High School. Mm-hmm.
So did I. you remember anything that was fun or difficult or unusual about going to school here in Pittsfield?
Oh, no.
Which schools did you go, which school or schools, because there was
that, I went to Tucker. I went to Mercer, Central Junior High, and then Pittsfield High.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was before there was, you went to Pittsfield High before Taconic was built.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any special friends at school?
Yeah, in fact, she's still my friend. She lives in Springfield. Her name was Evelyn Wilson. No, it was Evelyn May. Her name is now Evelyn Wilson. And she comes up to all the affairs they have. Mm-hmm. In fact, they have a luncheon every three or four months. Mm-hmm. She comes up for it. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned the various schools that you went to. Where did you live when you were going to these schools?
On Robbins Avenue, mm-hmm. on the corner of Robbins and Danforth.
Is that where you grew up mostly? Mm-hmm. Robbins. Mm-hmm. And Tucker School, which isn't, that's not any a school any longer, is it? Is it
Well, I went there for 3 years, and I went transferred to Mercer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you walk or did you?
I walked.
Now when you were going to Conic, so you went to Tucker and then to Mercer and
Central Junior High.
Central Junior High, yeah.
and then Pittsfield High.
Yeah. So you had to walk the distances from Robbins Avenue, mm-hmm. Avenue to all of those other.
Yeah, they didn't have school buses.
Yeah. And who did you walk with?
Beatrice Walker. Mm-hmm. She lives in New York now. Mm-hmm. And I used to go with Dolores Harrington, who happens to live in Lanesboro now.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of school activities? Were you involved in anything,
no.
school activities? After school, what did you girls do when you were let out?
Most of them worked.
Mm-hmm. But when you were younger, when you were little?
Well, I used to go babysit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you didn't play games or anything after school?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have chores to do at home when you were?
No.
So you could just play?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was a homemaker, wasn't she?
No, she
stayed
worked.
And she worked also. Mm-hmm. And your dad, you said he was a janitor, but did he do something else later on?
Well, he went in the catering business.
I thought so. Mm-hmm. I remember those times, your house, your dad was always preparing food for the people who were. Can you tell me a little bit about that, people coming and going?
People used to come all the time. They had to have a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. At a house on Robbins Avenue.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to me your mother entertained just about everybody after dances.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why?
She just loved people.
So your family had a wide variety of friends. Where did some of these people come from?
Albany, mm-hmm. Springfield. Connecticut, New York City, Brooklyn.
And sometimes they would just, spend nights or mm-hmm. weeks or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anybody living with you when you were growing up, or other than just your immediate family? Or?
My cousin George was sick. Mm-hmm. He lived with us until mm-hmm. he went in the service.
Mm-hmm. What was that like? Did he was just like another brother or sister?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you all have any fights and as children?
I mean, I don't know anything.
You and your brother No, is Roland next to, was Roland next to you, or he?
I was next to Roland.
You were next to Roland, okay. And you and he used to get into arguments like most brothers and sisters do?
Yeah,
Who would win?
He would, of course.
Now, Roland is no longer.
No.
What did you fight about?
Dishes.
Oh, who was going to do the dishes? So you had special chores then?
Yeah.
How did that work?
I was a babysitter, I didn't cook much.
Yes. You were probably, you were spoiled?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have to do the chores like the others did?
No.
Do you remember when you first started babysitting?
Oh, back in 46.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you, some children, when they first, in those days, started going off to work, and they would come home with their money, they sometimes would offer money to their mother. Did you ever think about doing that?
No.
What did you do with your earnings?
I put it in the bank.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gee, that was unusual. You didn't go out and buy something that the newest fad or whatever.
No.
When did you start going to parties and dances?
Not until I passed out of high school.
Can you tell me about some of the parties and dances that they used to have here in Pittsfield in those days?
They used to go to all the Eastern Star dance and Mason dance. Mm-hmm.
They had special dances, didn't they, on various occasions?
Mm-hmm.
And they would, what about the bands that they used to
have? A lot of the bands came from Springfield. Mm-hmm.
But there were a couple of, who are those?
Oh, Logan.
Logan.
The Dixie Serenaders.
Okay.
And what was that other one?
Are any of those people still alive?
No, there's only two Dixie Serenaders left. Mm-hmm. That's Charlie Logan and Jimmy Hunt.
And they
play. Michael Dewey had an orchestra.
Okay. Here in Pittsfield?
Yeah.
Now, did he play for some of the organizations like the Masons or the Western Star?
Mm-hmm. He played for my mother and father's 40th anniversary.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What? Tell me a little bit about that. That must have been a special occasion.
Yeah, it was back in 47. Mm-hmm. And
where was that held?
It was held here on West Street. Let's see.
And people came from where?
Hall. On West Street. I can't think of the name of it now.
Mm-hmm. And where did people come from?
Oh, God, they came from all over.
Yeah, some of that wide range of folks that your parents knew.
Yeah.
Now, your mother, died fairly young, didn't she?
Yes.
Was she sick a long time?
8 years.
8 years. Oh, that's a long time. I remember your father was quite elderly.
Yeah, he was 96.
Yeah. Wonderful. But he had a special pastime, a passion, because you used to see him wear a baseball cap all the time. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, and he loved to go to baseball games.
He loved to go to baseball games. But didn't he also...
And he used to bowl.
Okay, but didn't
he... In fact, I am bowling with his bowling ball.
You are bowling with your father's bowling ball?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Must be very special to you. But he was very active, if I remember correctly. And didn't he also umpire...
What?
Umpire at baseball games.
Yeah.
I remember when there were many games. What was the name of that park where kids used to gather for various occasions, picnics or whatever?
Oh, the Clap Park.
Was it the Clap Park? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you remember any of those things that went on there?
The Pontiacs used to play there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I used to go to basketball games. Remember the Rocky Seven?
Yeah. And people used to come from, it seems to me other teams would come from various places.
Yeah, from Hampton like that.
Yes, to play. But I remember your dad wasn't, didn't he umpire some of those games?
Mm-hmm.
Very special. Did you play basketball?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm.
Who played?
Eleanor.
Yes, I remember Eleanor played. But what were some other, did you play any games at all growing up? What did you, what was your favorite thing to do?
Dancing.
You like dancing? Did you, were you involved in any crafts? Did you knit, sew, crochet?
I sewed. I used to make all my clothes.
Wow. Now did you, was that something that you learned in school?
Yes.
Because I remember they used to have those home ec classes.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so you just carried, you carried that further by sewing at home. Did you make any clothes for your any other members of your family?
I used to make clothes for my brother's kids all the time.
Wow. Do you still do that, Edith?
No.
Well, because they're all grown now, I suppose, anyhow. But do you, are you still sewing?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you stop?
I had enough? Probably was too busy with religion.
Oh, yes, yeah. Uh-huh. So that's your favorite pastime now?
Mm-hmm.
But sewing is special. I guess they don't do that much anymore. You don't hear young girls.
Huh?
You don't hear of young girls doing much sewing
anymore.
I don't know whether they still have school.
No, they think we're too old.
Yes.
When I was president there, some of the young girls said they were going to join. They never did.
They never did. Mm-hmm. So did you crochet or knit?
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother sew?
Yeah.
Your mother did sew. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you probably picked it up from her, too.
Oh, yeah.
In those days. Did you make, I know it seems to me in years gone by, people used to make their graduation dresses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever graduate from eighth grade or?
Oh, yeah.
You did, too. Did your sisters?
Yeah, Mildred Jones and Frances.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Frances stayed still long enough. Yeah, that's great. What about, do you like to travel? Tell me about some of the places you've...
2 years ago, I went to California by myself.
Wow. How did you go?
Fly.
Okay.
I went to see Isaac and Grace Jackson.
Now, I don't... Remember.
Yeah, they used to live in Great Barrington.
Grace Jackson.
Yeah.
They lived in Sheffield, didn't they?
Yes.
Somebody was a chef.
Yes, Isaac was a chef.
Okay.
And his father was.
Okay. All right. So, yes, I remember them. And he's dead, am I?
Isaac is
dead. But
she's... got sugar.
Oh, the young Isaac.
Yeah.
And he's still living?
Young Isaac, but big Isaac is dead.
He died, yes. I thought he died. And the mother is still...
He's still living.
Okay. So tell me about your trip to California.
Hi. I can show you some pictures.
Okay, you have pictures
of
them too? Well,
while I was there, I went to a wedding.
You know, you have failed to mention one very important thing, Edith. You know what that is?
Yeah.
You were an amateur photographer.
Yeah.
So tell, how did you get interested in photography?
I love it.
I know. How long have you been involved in photography?
Oh, gosh.
Been a long time. So what do you do? Now, you take pictures. What do you do with the pictures that you take of people and events and things?
I generally keep them.
That's a wonderful something to do to help people remember what what things were like and who was who, and identifying people who lived 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you must have quite a collection.
I do.
They're all in albums?
No, but they should be.
They should be, uh-huh. So now, let's get back to California. So what about going to California? You said you went to California and you...
I went to California.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. I seen this guy taking pictures and said, gee, that looks just like Chris. But no, he wouldn't be here. But when the wedding was over, it was Chris.
Chris?
From Aspen, New York.
Somebody that you knew when?
So like we met through Roland.
A long time ago? How long ago was that, you suppose?
My father's 90th birthday.
Wow. Isn't that something? Yeah. And so what was he doing in California?
He was a guest. Him and his wife.
At the same wedding.
Him and his wife.
You know, they say it's a small world. You never, sure. know, who, you never know who you're going to meet. Isn't that something? Yeah. So what else did you do in California? Was that your first trip to California?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What part of California was?
Well, I went to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Northern Bethel, Park. Gracie and Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And the wedding was in Walnut Creek.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the Dubail family. It's part of the Dubail family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So who got married?
Dottie, she was a Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother was a Dubail.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter got married.
So was Fran's...
Fran's niece.
Fran's niece, okay, okay. It was Frances Duval's niece. Okay. All right. How long were you out there? Nice, very nice, yeah. Did you do any other sightseeing while you were there?
We went around to a couple places.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Isaac not there, but he only went, I think, a couple times.
Mm-hmm. So, about how old is he now? Was he the oldest son?
He must be about 65.
Is he really?
Yeah.
And his mother, that must be there.
Yeah, and I talked to her while I was out there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
She's a pretty woman.
Pretty woman who liked to dance, had studied dancing, I think, in Brooklyn or in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. I remember the family.
And I'd been out to Tennessee.
Okay.
You remember Pete Washington?
No.
You don't remember Pete Washington?
I don't remember him. Is there something, like, did he go to all the dances and parties that we did?
Yeah. I went to visit Pete's daughter
mm-hmm.
and her husband and her mother's out there now.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter taught school out there,
mm-hmm.
so she retired a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Who was he related to? Anybody else in Pittsfield that I would
Halls
know?
Up in,
the Halls.
Downs, right? Yes.
Sure.
You know, Mrs. Hall was Pete Washington's brother. Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that, the Halls. No, I don't remember him.
Mm-hmm. Pete used to be at everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're out there for a week, and you went to a wedding and did some other sightseeing. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get down to Southern California to...
No, I just went to Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
And Walnut Creek.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Okay.
And then you said you went to Tennessee, of course. Mm-hmm. Who's in... besides Pete Washington, he's in Tennessee.
Huh?
Was he in Tennessee? Pete Washington, you say?
No, that was in Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah. Pete Washington was in Tennessee. Okay. Mm-hmm. And where else have you... did you ever go on day trips, you know?
Yeah, I go to Boston. I used to go to Boston all the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you have relatives in Boston?
Yeah, I have a cousin.
Is there somebody that I know in Boston? Your cousin?
Yeah, her and her husband used to come up to the picnics all the time.
Okay. Tell me about your picnics. I understand your family reunion picnics.
I don't go to them.
You don't go to them? No. But they still have them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I understand they're quite large affairs
mm-hmm.
here in Pittsfield. But you still have a lot of family around, cousins and...
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And it's amazing. What else do you remember about growing up in particular?
Think.
And you went to dances and parties. Did you belong to the girls' club at all?
No, once. I went there once.
You didn't belong, but you went once.
I went once and the kid said that word.
Oh, yeah.
No more for me.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you about. What was it, what was the atmosphere like? Because I know there weren't that many African Americans going to school in Pittsfield in any one time. Not as many as there are, especially there were several schools. So how did you, what were relations like between, you know, blacks and whites in elementary school, for instance?
Well, there was no trouble. But when I went to Tucker, those girls said that word.
Yeah.
And I got out of school I thought I was out of school district, but she went back to school, told about me fighting her.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I transferred to Mercer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were fighting words.
The principal.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't take her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, that was, most of us had to endure that kind of thing,
yeah.
Unfortunately. So, was that the reason why you didn't become involved in different activities at school, I suppose?
Mm-hmm.
Because of that prejudice and discrimination. And you felt the same thing at the girls' club?
Yeah.
You suppose it's changed now at all, Edith?
Oh, yes, it has.
Mm-hmm. I know my grandchildren have spent a lot of time. Yeah. What's the other? It's the girls' club and is there something else?
Why? Yeah, I taught school there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget, Willie Wilson's grandson was in there.
Willie who?
Willie Wilson's grandson was in the school when I was down there.
Oh, Willie Wilkes?
His grandson. One of Lisa's kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
it was bad out, so we decided to take the kids in the gym to play games.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa's little boy said, looked up at me. And he said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to play games because it's too bad to go outside. He said, well, I'm not playing no damn game. I said, you don't talk like that in school. He said, I do.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he was only about 5 years old.
I know.
Reggie's name was.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know them.
Yeah.
Isn't that? So this was your experience over at
the girls' club.
Oh, God. Well, that wasn't too long ago.
I know.
It's not funny, but I know children will.
Yeah.
They're very different than they used to be. So you were a recreation leader.
I was a teacher's aide.
Teacher's aide. Okay.
Uh huh. I worked there. I worked down in Lenox, that's closed now. It was called Easy Street.
Okay.
And then the last job I had, I worked at Dalton, in Mexico Middle School.
Okay.
There I worked in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think cafeteria would be good. But sometimes kids, they don't want this or they don't want that.
Yeah.
Did you ever work with your dad catering?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm. At the golf club and churches and private parties.
Mm-hmm. I know you did a lot of that. Yeah. Did you prefer that kind of work, to being a teacher's aide? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine you worked various special parties and weddings and things in Pittsfield.
Yeah, we served a few.
Mm-hmm.
We served a wedding down in Alfred.
Sure.
And the reception was going to be out in the yard. We had the tables all set up.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain came.
Oh. So what did you do?
So we had to take the tables and put them in the garage. So when the bride and her father came in, he said, get them all drunk. They won't know what the day was like.
That's great. That's great. Isn't that something? And it worked, I suppose.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Do you remember whose wedding it was?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Oh, golly, that must have been funny.
No.
Now, besides you and Fran, did your other siblings work with your dad as a caterer?
Mm-hmm.
When he was catering?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all worked for him.
Well, they all did?
Yeah.
I know Mildred did, I think. I bet she was the only one I remember.
Mary and Alma.
Who was it?
My sister Maddie, my sister Alma.
I don't remember your sister Maddie.
You don't remember my sister Maddie?
I don't remember Maddie.
She died in 68.
She died very early.
Yeah.
Very early. She was still pretty young.
Yeah, she was 53.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember her at all. Mildred and Alma.
She was next to Mildred. She was between Mildred and Branch.
No, I don't remember her. She's the one I don't remember. Isn't that funny? The others, of course, remember Alma, she died pretty early.
She was 49.
Yeah.
Much alike.
Yes.
Well, after Edward went in that service, he didn't like eggs. And one night, Roland was down there, and he stopped at the restaurant and got some eggs and bacon and walked out without paying. And Edward walked in the next night, and the guy said, "You owe me for some eggs." I said, "Not me. I don't need no eggs."
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. So how did that work out?
Edward paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I remember that they did look quite a lot alike. But Roland used to come to Barrington a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot. Because he liked to, before he was married, he liked to be around the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Sheffield,
mm-hmm.
Barrington, yes. And what's his name? Floyd.
He married Evelyn Shepherd. He married Evelyn.
Yes,
Shepherd.
Right. Mm-hmm. But Floyd.
Floyd, yeah.
Floyd and Roland used to come from Great Barrington
mm-hmm.
a lot. Yes, I remember. Yes. Yeah, I see Evelyn. I saw her not too long ago somewhere, I believe. And of course, I see her daughter over there down at Dress Barn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she has a.
Mm-hmm.
She and her husband have a restaurant on North Street, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have one? Evelyn's daughter and her husband, didn't they have a little restaurant on North Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They still have that there, I see. Well, they don't have it anymore? Oh. Well, it was fairly new. Yeah.
How many news got it?
Oh.
I got a sign that it's supposed to open up soon.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I was wondering how she... But she must have been working all the time with it down there in the restaurant, too. Well, is anything else that you want to... jog your memory a little bit for anything that you used to remember. I know you've had a lot of experiences here, and you just, about this wedding, for instance, which must have been a real something out in Wilford.
I used to come to Great Barrington all the time to see Bay.
Yes, okay. Yes. When you all were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll never forget. I went to church with Bay,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know her mother was sitting behind us. And when they got to doing that shouting, Betty, let's get out of here. And her mother just tapped us on the shoulder. "You girls sit right where you are."
Oh, that's great.
See, I wasn't used to that.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Was that lady's name Mrs. Freeman?
Yes.
Yeah, she got up out the choir.
Yes.
I'd never seen nothing like that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that that goes on, especially in the Southern churches. Anyhow, I've seen a lot here. But Mrs. Freeman, especially, there were two Mrs. Freemans, Mrs. Rachel Freeman and Mrs. There were two Mrs. Freemans, Mrs. Rachel Freeman and Mrs. Jenny Freeman. Both little women.
They lived on Rochester Street, didn't they?
One of them did.
That's the one it was.
Yeah, okay, yes. Yeah, and the other one lived down Cottage Street, I believe. Yeah, well, that's something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you all had to sit there.
Yes.
That must have been quite an experience.
It was.
What did you and Betty do in Great Barrington besides go to church? What did you and Betty do in Great Barrington besides go to church?
Just played out in the street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there really wasn't a lot to do in those days, except unless somebody had a little party and they get some Kool-Aid cookies.
Mrs. Crawford's tea room, remember?
I remember that well.
Yes.
I remember that well. Yeah. I was telling somebody about that tea room not too long ago. There's somebody who's writing a history of Great Barrington.
Yeah.
And he called me. And said, Mrs. Crawford had a tea room on the main street.
That tea room.
That was something.
And I remember when Eloise got married, Brinson.
Oh, yes.
And Chuck, the youngest Crawford boy,
yeah,
he was only about 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he got lost, and he come to me,
No kidding. No kidding. How did he get lost, I wonder?
I don't know.
Yeah, isn't that
I can't find my mother.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw Chuck recently. I guess it was after. Yeah. I hadn't seen him for such a long time, several years.
Well, I see him once in a while.
Do you see him once in a while? Yeah. Well, he looks very distinguished now.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I think the older he gets, the more he looks like his father.
Absolutely, I agree.
Just like Mr. Fluff.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we had some, you know, there were some fun times a long time ago, growing up. You sound like you've had a very busy life.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you doing now for entertainment and recreation?
I go to a lot of concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Over in Troy, Albany, mm-hmm. Schenectady.
Mm-hmm. They still have them over there,
though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the summertime.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We don't go too much in the winter.
Uh-huh.
And we go down to Amherst and Hadley. In Springfield, they have a Stanley Park. Oh, it's gorgeous.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. So what happens there at the park?
They have concerts.
They have a concert during the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't get there often. I'll hear that Joe running all those over there. Every once in a while, they'll say something's going on, but we don't hear about much what's going on.
What is Joe's wife's name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn?
Yeah, Evelyn, yeah.
I wanted to speak to her, but I couldn't think of it.
Yes. Yeah. Think of your sister-in-law.
Yes, his first wife's name was Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, yes, yes. She's deceased now. Yeah, she died 6-7 years ago, I guess.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she would still come over here once in a great while, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when Mrs. Gunn was still living.
Yeah.
You know, she came ill and she died. Down in Virginia, where she was from.
Yeah, I thought Joe was going to be my brother-in-law.
Oh, but I forgot. Yes, because he and Al. Yes, I remember. Before I was here, though, I guess.
Yeah.
About when he was here. Yeah, I remember that. Isn't that something, how things work out? You never know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anything else that you can think of about your family or growing up or what's happening? And
no. That's the other thing.
Kids in your neighborhood, are they still around?
Huh?
Kids in your neighborhood, are they still around?
Oh, yeah.
Were you and Bill Birch in the same class?
Bill Birch, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cubby, is it?
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Rosemary.
And Rosemary, okay. And Barbara? Was Barbara Gunn?
Barbara Gunn, yes.
Mm-hmm. That must have been a very large class of black folks.
Well, actually, there was Rosemary, Cubby, Barbara, Bernice Gardner was a member of the class, but she quit. She came back the next year in graduated. And Nap and his sister Dorothy.
Yeah.
Emma Lewis.
Nappy and Dorothy were in the same class?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See, Nap was considered a member of the class of 45, but he went in the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Then he graduated in 47.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, and I have been to every reunion with the 40th.
Yeah. Wow. You must be practically the only one that goes to every reunion.
I miss the 40th.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these luncheons, like I told you, every 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to every one of them.
Wonderful. Good. Yeah. Does Barbara ever come up to a reunion?
No, she was supposed to come up for the 50th reunion. I don't know what happened.
You know, I thought I heard that too,
yeah.
But I didn't. That's something. Tell me, if I didn't ask you anything about your husband, Nappy. Now, when he finished the service, and he came back and finished school, then he went?
New England Embalming School.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was in Boston.
But he couldn't. He was supposed to get a job here in Pittsfield, mm-hmm. but the man died the week before he graduated.
Which one was that? Which mortician was that?
It was on Willis Street. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name. Mm-hmm. And then he had a chance to go to Florida. Mm-hmm. But the first wife didn't want to go south.
But,
the first wife didn't want to go south.
I remember. Yes.
Yeah. That's why he took the job at Western Mass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he had those skills and he had the training and he was never able to use them. Isn't that sad?
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad. To go, you know, so far. And no one else would hire him. Would hire him. The same old story. Yeah. What a shame. What a shame. Yeah, what a shame. So how long were you and Nappy married before he died?
25 years.
Yeah. Well, I know you had, I said you said you were living, you lived in your house for 30-some years. Very sad. Well, I said you have supplied us with a lot of information, and you think of one thing, and then something else
pops up.
You know. I wanted to ask you. So you have a lot of nieces and nephews around.
Oh yeah.
And many of them are still living here in Pittsfield. And Roland's family.
He's got a girl, North Adams, married with two children. Mm-hmm. And then he's got this daughter that in that house that I had. She's going to be in there.
Oh, so Roland's, one of Roland's daughters lives in your house?
In my house.
Oh.
But it was in the paper, she's going to lose it.
Oh, sorry. It's awfully hard.
She's got one boy.
Very difficult.
He's a good girl, she just marries the wrong man.
Happens. Is this the one who works in Lee?
Huh?
Is this the one who works at Dress Barn? One who works for Dress Barn? Oh, she's such a lovely young woman. Lovely. And she's a supervisor now, isn't she? And she seems to have a supervisory job.
Yeah.
Down there. Yes. Yeah.
She's got a good job.
Yes. She just seems to. Was trying to, she's there, you know, chat with her.
Yeah.
Lovely young woman. Very ambitious and
huh?
Very ambitious and
yeah.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much for letting me conduct this interview. And if I there was something on that paper that I remember, I might call you to ask you.
Okay.
Maybe even on the phone, who knows, maybe we'll come back another time. Yeah. Do you drive, Edith?
No.
You drive, okay. Anyhow, I appreciate this very much, and I thank you again.
Mrs. Edith Reed, widow of Napoleon Reed, and a 1947 graduate of Pittsfield High School, celebrated her 50th high school reunion in 1997.